How are you going to do this? Clearly implicit in what I'm saying is a certain amount of planning. That's conventional wisdom. Plan before you write. Conventional wisdom advises spend a third to one half of the allotted time planning your response. What is the allotted time? Again, the suggested time limit for the hypothetical, which we now understand to be a guess on the part of the professor. As noted, sometimes there is no suggested time, but the hypos are weighted, say 20 points for number one, 40 points for another. You have to make a quick mental calculation as to how much time to allot to each. Conventional wisdom advises one-third to one-half the allotted time planning. Thus, if suggested time is 60 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes planning, 90 minutes, 30 to 45. Suppose it's a 3-hour exam, just one hypothetical. Conventional wisdom would suggest up to an hour and a half planning. Some professors won't hand out the blue books for the first hour to force you to plan your response. The idea is more planning, less rambling irrelevancy, fewer blue books the professor has to grade. Conventional wisdom needs to be modified. Anyone who's taken a law essay exam knows that one half the allotted time is too much time to spend planning. You won't have enough time to write. So I suggest this modification. Spend no more than one quarter to one third of the allotted time planning. Here again, you may be tempted to scribble something down, but it's covered on page 27 of the primer. You'll remember this because it simply makes sense. Moreover, it'll be reinforced until it's reflexive. So what am I saying? On a 60-minute hypo, you spend 15 to 20 minutes planning. A 90-minute hypo, up to 30 minutes planning. What if it's one hypo, you're given 3 hours to work on it? Do you spend the first hour planning? That would fit the one-third guideline. But wait a minute. 1 hour to plan? That's a rather comforting notion. Hey, I'll have another cup of coffee. I'll read the newspaper. Everyone else is writing, but I'm planning my response. I don't think you can afford the luxury of an hour to plan. I don't think you can afford the luxury of a half hour to plan. There's no time to relax during an exam. You've got to hustle at all times. So we'll make another modification. Yes, you can spend up to one-third of the time planning, but I don't think you should ever spend more than 10, 12, 15 minutes planning at the very outside. Then you've got to get something down on paper. This is an arbitrary decision. Arbitrarily, limit yourself to 10 to 12 minutes planning, then write part of your response. What I'm saying is, if one-third of the allotted time is 20 minutes, break the 20 minutes into two 10-minute planning segments. If you have a half hour to plan, break the 30 minutes into three 10-minute, or two and a half 12-minute, or at the very outside, two 15-minute planning segments. This is the way you proceed on all exams. Plan, then write. Plan, write. But in short bursts, 10, 12, 15 minutes planning at most. Then get part of your response down on paper. This accomplishes two important objectives. First, a 10 to 12 minute planning limit forces you to get on with what we tend to resist, committing to something the professor will grade. It forces you to hustle. Move it, move it. Second, what's happening is you sit planning and others are writing. Anxiety begins to build. Unless you're clueless or drugged, you're going to feel nervous going into the exam. It's a natural reaction. Indeed, nervousness is a good thing. It gets the adrenaline pumping, which gives you energy to go for 3 and 4 hours. Whether a golf or basketball tournament, a tennis match, a quilting bee, a presentation before a group, nervousness gets the mind focused. It aids concentration. What must be avoided is not nervousness, but panic, paralysis. But if anxiety builds to too great a level, somewhere up around the eyeballs, I don't care what strategy or system you've got. There's a point at which we can all lose it. Ah! Strategy goes out the window. You're reduced to what I described, a haphazard frenetic response, writing furiously about anything and everything that pops into your head just to keep panic from taking over. But if you limit yourself to 10, 12 minutes planning, then get part of your response on paper, a couple paragraphs that you think will impress the professor, something you feel reasonably confident about, it has the effect of suppressing anxiety. In the live program, I push my hand, palm down from eye level down to my chest, as if suppressing anxiety. Another 10 to 12 minutes planning, anxiety builds, a couple good paragraphs on paper, anxiety is suppressed. Again, I make the suppressing motion. A fresh 10 to 12 minutes, anxiety builds, get something down on paper. Maybe effective exam writing is effective anxiety management. Harness, manage nervous energy, but never let it get out of control. This will be achieved by short planning bursts followed by effective execution of paragraphs on paper. It's my purpose to provide guidance at every step of this process, including what time to arrive at the exam, but some advice you can read on your own. No surprises here. On page 24 of the primer, I advise not to arrive too early and sit around getting nervous, but don't arrive too late. Arrive in time to comfortably get settled in, but the key piece of advice is, whatever time you arrive, don't talk to anyone about the exam or anything legal. There's a tendency entering the exam room to gravitate toward a familiar face, a friend, a study group partner. There's a tendency on the part of some students, I don't think it's malicious, just a reflection of their nervousness, to engage you in conversation about some case or legal principle. For example, what do you think about the application of Shelley's rule in the following set of circumstances? Have you thought about that? If you've thought about the concept and understand it, there's no need to discuss it again. If you haven't, you don't want to be reminded of this just before the exam. So what I'm saying is, I see no upside, only downside potential to these legal repartees just before exams. My advice if someone tries to discuss something legal just before the exam is to say, "Hey, I've done a lot of thinking about that. I've got some useful insights. Too bad I don't have time to share them with you."